Hey now.
Hey now.
This is what dreams are made of.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey now.
Hey now.
This is what dreams are made of.
I've got somewhere I belong.
I've got somebody to love.
This is what dreams are made of. Hello.
Welcome back.
This is what dreams are made of,
this
guys.
This is what dreams are made of, and... Or nightmares. I don't know. Welcome back to 30
Welcome
Dirty
back.
And Dying. This is 30 Dirty and Dying. This is our first episode post-October block.
Which makes me sad.
I know, but...
Because spooky season is just in my heart forever.
Yeah.
And you know what really grinds my gears?
I don't know. What? Tell me.
That people are already decorating for Christmas.
I mean, okay. It does me too. But I have to say, I'm feeling a little bit more holly jolly this year. Like, I'm a little bit excited for Christmas. I think because I've been so sad and overwhelmed, I'm like, I just want to be wrapped in a warm eggnog hug. And
I that's do like what an that, eggnog.
Yeah, that's what the time of year does. You know, I need some twinkly lights. I need some cinnamon or some shit. I don't know. I need something to make me feel warm.
But there's
and fuzzy.
Twinkly lights and cinnamon with Halloween.
No, and there totally was, and I got that. But I don't know. I am excited for Christmas. I'm okay. Like, I don't know. And usually I'm the same way as you, and I'm still not going to decorate until after Thanksgiving. Justin was like, we were like talking about. I said I wanted to go and look for some new Christmas decorations because I want a couple new things. And he was like, when do you want those out? Like, he was thinking, like, I wanted to decorate, like, tomorrow. And I was like, oh, slow down.
Slow your roll.
Slow your roll, Santa Claus. Not until after Thanksgiving. I just don't do... And it's not out of a, like, I refuse to acknowledge it before... I don't give a fuck about Thanksgiving.
I mean, who does?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Like, we're gonna have Thanksgiving. It's whatever. Yeah. But it's just because I know what a chore it is to keep my cats from tearing down the Christmas tree. So... 3 weeks is good.
We don't decorate for Christmas.
At all?
Not anymore. Because one, we don't have space in our living room for a tree. And two, Mike says that I can decorate, but he's not going to help me and he's not going to help me tear it down. So I'm like, all right, then I'm just not going to fucking do it.
Okay, well, if you want to, I will help you.
I put out one Christmas hedgehog on the front porch.
Okay, that's not where I thought that sentence was going. I'm not really sure, but I didn't think you were going to say hedgehog.
And a wreath.
Oh, a wreath.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you decide you want to do anything, I will help you. Just okay. Give me a call. Give me a ring-a-ding-ding.
Call me, beat me.
If you want to reach me. And obviously you wanted to reach us here at 30 Dirty and Dying for our next episode. So we're out of spooky season, unfortunately, but we're back to our regular scheduled content.
Which isn't much different.
Right.
Just a little less spooks.
Yeah, a little bit less on the spook. I mean, my insides are always spooky, however you want to interpret that. I have a feeling that, like, my colon is especially spooky.
Spooky dookie.
Yep. But... we're going to kick off the next phase of this season with an old favorite.
Am I the Asshole?
Yeah, everybody loves this on podcasts, myself included. And we haven't done it since, was it last season we did?
I don't remember.
I think it was last season.
I don't remember what I did yesterday.
That's true.
The answer is probably nothing.
Yep, so we're going to do Am I the Asshole. So we've got a few that we found.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to talk about them, read them, go back and forth. I mean, you guys know, if you listen to podcasts, you know how this fucking goes. I did see one when I was looking that said at the very top in big bold letters, like, I do not consent to having this read on a podcast without my permission.
Please tell me you did.
Huh? No, I'm going to respect what they
that's
said.
That's true, but I am curious what it is.
It wasn't great. So we're going to do that. But first things first.
Back in time. All right.
All right, we're taking it back to 1990.
I wasn't even birthed yet.
Me neither. Man, if I could turn back time.
If I could turn back time.
Did you know that Cher is coming out with a memoir and she's doing it in two parts?
Whoa.
Memoir part one comes out in November and then I don't know when part two comes out. Doesn't matter, I'm going to buy it.
Or, and hear me out, you can wait for like a Christmas present, I don't know.
If you want to get it for me for Christmas, that's fine.
Okay, don't buy it yourself.
Okay, tell Justin if you want to get it though, because okay. I'm going to put it on my Christmas list for him just in case.
Okay.
So if you're going to get it, you have to contact him.
Okay. I don't have his number.
I'll give it to you.
Okay.
1990.
That's it? I was thinking of 1985.
I know
but
you
it's
were.
Not.
I know you
so
were.
So then I just went, I just panicked. 1990.
Just like every fucking day of our lives.
I did find an interesting fact.
Tell me an interesting
fact. All you listeners out there, if you just happen to Google what happened in 1990,
yeah, tell
you're
me.
Not going to fucking find anything. Because it's just like, oh, all the fun things that happened in the 90s.
Yep. It happened when we do the 2010s or 2002. It's the same thing.
Am I searching 1990s? No.
Well.
1990. That's a year. And I want to know information about it. But the thing that I found, which is interesting. Interesting fact. This happened in January of 1990.
Okay.
The Viscase Corporation debuted a new technology that allowed edible ink ads to be printed onto hot dogs, known as the hot dogvertising.
So you're telling me that it was just like on the casing of your ween was just like, buy a Toyota.
Yeah, the company boasted that now, for the first time, hot dogs could be used as a communications medium. It also suggested that hot dogvertising would be a great way for companies to target messages at children and establish brand preference early.
Honestly, why is that the best idea I've ever heard? We should get 30 Dirty and Dying.
Wieners?
Wieners. Forget merch, forget t-shirts, fuck it. Let's get hot dogs. That have 30 Dirty and Dying on them.
Dog suck in season.
Hell yeah. Look out, Frank and Joey. Joe. Whatever. Look out, guys.
That's pretty much all I could find because fucking Google sucks.
Well, I had a bunch of stuff, actually, so
well,
it's
good
okay.
for you.
Well, I looked for specific things, so that's... Mm. Yeah. I did find some American novels that were published in 1990.
Fun. I didn't read then because I wasn't alive.
I wasn't, no. But some of them... Did you even realize, we're probably going to sound like idiots, at least I am, because I didn't know this. Did you know that Jurassic Park was a book?
No.
Thank you. Fucking thank you so much.
Are you shitting my dick right now?
Look, 1990 Jurassic Park, a science fiction novel written by Michael Crichton, and it's the same dino.
Well, shit.
Yeah. About genetically recreated dinosaurs.
Huh. So, and I thought that was just an original movie idea.
Yeah, a Steven Spielberg original movie. I literally did. I had no idea that was a book. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll read Jurassic Park.
Is it on Kindle Unlimited?
I don't know. You can check.
I will check right now.
Check right now. I finally read Jenna Lee's latest book, Love Hurts. I got it a few
Isn't
months
it good?
Ago. It's fucking amazing.
I let my friend Keisha borrow it.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's read it yet or not.
I just finished it like the other day. Mm-hmm. It only took me like 2 days to read it. So good.
So good.
I knew
all
it
of
would
her
be
books
good.
Are so good.
Jenna Lee Barker.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna write a banger. So I finally read it. Yeah, if you guys want to hear more about it, we did a whole episode with her last season where she talked about this book. So you can.
I will say, I think out of all three of them, Life After is still my favorite.
I really liked Life After, but man, this one was something else.
Yeah, Life After made me cry, ugly cry.
Yeah, I think I cried in all of them, though.
Oh, I mean, I did cry in all of them, but ugly cried in Life After. And I'm still thinking about Life After.
I mean, right now I'm still thinking about Love Hurts, but I just read it.
Yeah.
So I think because just having like a lot of the same experiences as the girl in that book, I used highlighters.
You highlighted the book?
I highlighted some
shit. Oh,
shit. It was that good, so.
Dang.
Yeah, it was something. But yeah, I don't know. I did put at the beginning of my review for it, I was like, Jenna Lee Barker is becoming one of my favorite authors, even though she keeps making me cry. Anyways.
Oh, yeah. I was going to Google Jurassic Park. Or Kindle.
See if it's on
Kindle. It is not on Kindle Unlimited.
Okay.
I mean, it's on Kindle, so if you want to purchase books on Kindle, you can.
Yeah.
But if you pay for Kindle Unlimited, it is not part of that.
Therefore,
I will not be getting it.
Okay, well.
If I'm going to pay for a book, I'd rather have the physical book.
There's also a book just called Vampires.
That has nothing to do with Jurassic Park.
No, it's a a novel that concerns a company called Vampires with a dollar sign Incorporated. It treats vampire hunting as a commercial enterprise. Why do I want to read this right now?
It's just called Vampires?
It's just called Vampires.
Dollar sign?
Sometimes it has the dollar sign, but I guess the original cover does not.
That sounds interesting. And that came out in
1990? 1990 on the dot.
Okay.
It's by someone named John Steakley. Hmm. So I'm going to look for that book. That sounds fun.
Let me just quickly look that up on Kindle Unlimited.
Do it.
Kindle, sponsor me.
Yeah, if you'd like to.
I read the shit out of you.
She does. Also, The Face on the Milk Carton came out. It's a book about a missing child, but I remember they made a TV movie a made-for-TV movie about it a few years later, probably.
There's a lot of vampire books when I just search vampires. Who did you say was by
John again? Stiekley?
John Stiekley.
Maybe it's spelled, I think, like steak. Okie doke.
Okie doke.
Well, let's move on to movies.
Movie.
There's some movies that came out. Yeah. These were some bangers. Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
I love Edward Scissorhands.
I do, too. It's so good. Also, Misery.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is. Ghost. The Pottery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Demi Moore and Swayze.
Patrick Swayze.
R.I.P. Tremors.
Wait, did you just say Patrick? He's dead?
He's been dead for like 15 years.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah, he's been dead for a while.
Wow. Plot twist.
Spoiler alert, Patrick Swayze's been dead for many years.
Wow, I don't know if I can come back from this. I think we're going to have to call it quits on recording this podcast because I have no idea.
Why, because he's a real life ghost now?
Oh, shit.
I'm going to tell you when he died and you're going to be embarrassed.
He's making pottery in heaven right now.
2009.
Same with my mom! They died at the same time, crazy.
Are they both ghosts making pottery together?
Yeah.
Who knows? Pretty Woman.
Walking down the street.
Yep.
Never watched it.
Oh, Arachnophobia. Your favorite. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Night of the Living Dead remake. Yeah. Oh, Back to the Future 3. I know you like Back to the Future.
Back to the Future 3. It's hard. Two sucks, let's be honest. One and three are the best ones.
Yeah.
But I feel like I quote three more than I quote one.
Do you? Because yeah. I don't ever quote it ever, but it's not because I don't like it. I just don't like it as much as you do.
Yeah.
So. Oh, also Home Alone came out.
Ugh.
I know, you hate it, but it's, you know.
Trash.
It's a big deal.
Whatever.
All right, fuck me then, sorry.
Whenever I watch people do, like, the TikTok, like, where they go left or right of, like, movies and, like, ratings and stuff like that, and they pick Home Alone, I'm like, why the fuck would you do that?
I mean, it's
But then I realize that people like Home Alone, and I don't know why.
I just think it's the nostalgia factor. I really do. I just think it's, you know, Macaulay Culkin was a big deal at the time. It was a pretty popular movie, and I think that's it. I saw somebody put, like, let's be honest, if you watched Hocus Pocus for the first time right now as a 30-something, would you love it that much? I don't know. And maybe it's the same thing with Home Alone.
Maybe.
Like, I'm not sure.
And maybe because I didn't grow up on Home Alone.
Maybe.
I didn't watch it until I was older, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, I watched it as a kid, but it just wasn't my favorite. I don't know. It just never really stuck around. I was more of a claymation bitch. Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, I never watched
that. Rumpa Pum Pum. I love that one. So
I like the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer one. Although let's just be honest here. Fucking bullies.
Yeah.
Everyone's a fucking bully and so is Santa.
Yeah. I liked The Year Without a Santa Claus because it was so stupid. But Heat Miser and Snow Miser, they're bangers. Anyways, you want to switch to TV?
Yeah.
All right. Law and Order came out.
Dun, dun.
Da, 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 da.
It's still out.
Yep, it's been out. Are You Afraid of the Dark? I know.
Y7.
Y7, baby.
I couldn't watch it until 1998.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
In West Philadelphia.
Born and raised. I really loved that show.
Oh, me too.
It's one of my favorites.
Such a good show.
And I will say, holds up. I've rewatched it as an adult, and it totally holds up.
I love Carlton.
Me too. And Uncle Phil. Let's just settle this right now, though. The first Aunt Viv was the best Aunt Viv.
Yes.
When they replaced her. I'm not saying anything bad about the lady that replaced her. She was fine. But, like, she didn't have the vibes. The first Aunt Viv had all the vibes.
Mm-hmm. Which is why she got it originally, you know?
Yep. Yes, indeed. Blossom.
Bubbles and Buttercup?
No, it was a show with Maya and Bialik.
I don't know who that is. You just said
Amy Farrah Fowler from Big Bang Theory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she had a show. My mom watched it.
Did you know that she was on What Not to Wear?
No, but I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no offense, but I believe it. They made a Wizard of Oz show. It ran for one whole year, so I guess it didn't kill it.
Well, I'm just thinking about the Wizard of Oz and all the stuff that happened, like, on the set, and, like, how they treated everyone, and also the guy that was apparently hung.
That did not happen. Okay. Yep. You're right.
Should have said it.
Yep. Anyways, you want to go out with songs, and then let's get fucking to it.
What about tornadoes?
Yeah, okay, you do tornadoes, and then we'll go out with songs. Tell me of the tornadoes.
There was an F5.
Shit, no way.
Yep, in Heston, Kansas, on March 13th, in Gosol, Kansas on March 13th and Plainfield, Illinois on August 28th. So there are three F5s.
That's crazy.
Crazy. Wow. And what's also crazy is it says there were 1,133 tornadoes in the U.S. and the damage unknown.
That's wild.
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 Fatalities, 53.
Wow, so that was a pretty big year for the tornadoes.
Yeah, it looks like all of the... So I'm looking at the summary of tornadoes. At least one person died every single tornado, which kind of sucks.
That does suck. I hate that. Oh, so sad. Actually,
no. Okay, so this is the fact.
Okay.
On March 13th, not one, but two...
Oh my God.
F5 tornadoes struck in Kansas, which I already said.
Yeah.
Both coming from the same supercell. This was the only day since the 1974 super outbreak to have more than one F5 on the same day. And that's until 2011.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well.
In 2011, it was four F5s that touched down in April.
Wow.
Of 2011. Okay, now you do you.
All right, well, let's go out with some songs.
Sing me up.
For the Billboard Top 100 list.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, which also came out in 1990, not the year before, was Hold On by Wilson Phillips. Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye.
Oh.
Hold on for Hold on for one more day. Yep, that one. Sinead O'Connor's version of Nothing Compares to You. This one came out the year before, but Pump Up the Jam.
Pump Up the Jam. Pump It Up.
Yep.
I like that song.
Yep. It's a good song.
An 89 song.
Yep, but it was still killing it in 1990. Another one that came out in 1989 but was still on the top list was We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel.
We didn't start the fire.
And then the last one I'll say, I guess, is Ice Ice Baby.
Dun, 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 dun.
Do you remember he did Stop. That?
Collaborate and listen.
Ice is back with a brand new edition. Something. You remember they? I remember this episode of something on VH1, or maybe it was MTV, but it was probably VH1, where they talked to him about it basically being Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, "No, people say that, but that's wrong because theirs goes ding 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 ding, and ours goes ding 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 ding." He did the same fucking thing. I was like, Vanilla, come on. Don't act like we're stupid. Anyways, do you want to Ice Ice Baby into today's show and hear about some assholes?
Hey, thanks for listening to 30 Dirty and Dying, the show for millennials by millennials. We get real about chronic illness, burnout, nostalgia, and why we aren't exactly thriving. If that sounds like you, join us every Thursday for new episodes. Now, back to the show.
Are you ready?
I'm so fucking ready.
Dun, dun, dun. Are you ready for it? And I'm saying that purposefully, because this has to do with Taylor Swift.
Oh, is that a Taylor Swift? I'm sorry. it was a great reference. It was wasted on me. I'm very sorry. That's Go okay. ahead. I'm ready to hear
Am
about
I the
it.
Asshole?
Probably.
For not staying home from my Eras tour because my sister-in-law's mom died. I'm currently on my flight to Indianapolis to see the Eras tour on Saturday. I bought tickets last year and have been booked and ready with my outfit, friendship bracelets, etc.
Wow, okay.
People go all
out. I mean, I've seen a few, like, videos, but...
Yeah. I made friendship bracelets to go see the movie in theaters.
Why? Is it a thing?
It's a lyric.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I have been looking forward to this so much as someone who has been a fan since Red, which is an album.
That I know.
Okay. My sister-in-law, Grace, told the family last night that her mom died.
They usually use fake names, if that's what you're worried about.
I hope so.
Yeah.
This is truly heartbreaking. I lost my dad when I was 20, so I do understand. I went over after work to be with them and also did their laundry for them and fixed them dinner. Before I left, I prepared a bunch of wraps to eat and some casseroles. I was there until 2 a.m. and had barely slept. I got a call this morning from Grace asking if I could come over and spend the morning with her. I told her that unfortunately I had a few things to do before I could leave for my concert. She got very quiet and asked me if I was still going to that. I told her, yes, I leave in 5 hours for the airport. She said that she couldn't believe I could still think about a concert when she just became an orphan with no one in the world but our family.
Okay.
I told her that I'm so sorry and that when I get back, I will take off a few days to be with her if she needs, but that this is something I have been looking forward to, and also my friends coming with me are counting on me for things like hotel, rental car, etc. She got angry and told me that I was a horrible sister-in-law and that she hopes when my mom dies, everyone abandons me too. I know this is a shock and grief talking, so I'm truly not mad at her. When my dad died, I said some pretty chaotic things too, but as I'm sitting on this flight, I feel so bad. I did everything I could think of before leaving to make the day-to-day of life a little bit easier for them. There won't be a funeral, so there's no big planning involved. Am I the asshole for still going on this trip despite my sister-in-law really not having a lot of other people to be there for her? It's her brother's wife.
Okay.
That's how it's not like she married into their family. The sister-in-law married into her family.
I think that's important to note. That's, yeah.
Okay. And the brother is with her.
Okay. So they're still married.
They're still married. She has a support.
I mean, my instinct is no, you're not the asshole. Like,
okay. But like people spend thousands of dollars on these tickets, flights, hotels. Like, she's out a lot of money if she just cancels.
That's kind of what I'm, like, if it was just a concert that you were just going to go to for the heck of it, like, yeah. If it was like, I don't know.
Where you didn't have to travel
an hour up the road, you're just driving to it, you know, then I could see, okay, maybe I'll cancel this, right? If it's like your favorite artist, you're out a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You have other people. She said she had other friends that were traveling as well, and everybody sort of coordinated a big effort. I can understand not wanting to cancel that and let everybody else down.
Right.
Like, I understand you're letting another person down, sure. I know that I don't want to, like, talk shit too much about the sister-in-law because I understand that she's grieving. Mm-hmm. And I feel terrible to lose your mother. That's awful. It's a little wild to me that she called herself an orphan.
Well, I guess her dad said too.
That's not what I mean. She's clearly an adult.
Correct.
Okay, little orphan Annie, you are not. You're old enough to be married. You're a grown-up. You're not an orphan. I'm not saying that it's like, okay, you lost your parents. That's terrible. Mm-hmm. But an orphan is a child without parents.
So are you saying Batman's not an orphan?
He lost his parents when he was a child. If you lose your parents when you're 35, it's terrible, but you're not an orphan. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I understand she's upset, though, so I don't want to, like, shit on her for that. It's just, that's a little bit...
It's a lot.
That's a wild thing to say, just hearing it. But there's not a funeral.
No, there's no funeral.
It's not... Again, it's not her mother-in-law that's died.
Right.
I get that they're close, but, like, she'll be back in a couple days. Like, what... I guess I don't think the asshole, because, like, what do you want? She did all the stuff for you.
Yeah, like, she prepped you meals. She, like, made sure you were taken care of.
She stayed with you all night and, like, with that initial shock and grieving. And I don't think she's going to, like, never fuck with you again once she comes back. I mean,
You have your husband.
Yes.
Now, if it were, like, the husband that was like, oh, I'm still going on my camping trip with the bros.
Absolutely different.
But this is sister-in-law.
Not directly related to the person who died.
Has spent probably thousands of dollars on this trip, but still made time and, like, did not sleep to make sure you were taken care of.
Yeah.
I don't think she's the asshole.
I don't think so either. I mean, I guess it's...
I can understand feeling, like, left and abandoned just because, like, I'm a horrible person to talk about this with because, like, my mom's dead and I make jokes about it.
I think you're the best person to talk for that exact reason. Like, I feel like an asshole because, yeah, both my parents are
alive. I think I went to work when I found out that mom died.
I just think it's, and I'm not saying that it's wrong for, like, I'll probably be a mess when I lose my mother.
Like, if it were, like, tragic car accident, that's, I think, a little bit different.
Yeah, but also.
Like, unexpected, healthy person just all of a sudden, like, is dead the next day.
Yeah.
I can understand that being, like, super traumatic and not wanting to, like, being scared, almost, of this person traveling after your mom just died from, like, a car accident or something.
Yeah, that would add another layer to it, for sure. You're right.
But I'm just making things up at this point. I have no idea.
Well, and I think it's different, like, you weren't as close with your mom.
Yeah.
I can understand, like, I'm really close to my mom, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, whenever that happens, it's going to be devastating to me. Right. It's going to be absolutely devastating. And I am going to want support and whatever, but... I don't know. I guess I wouldn't expect people to
drop what they're doing.
Their whole lives for days and days and days. Like, if you were able to come and help me sort through a few things or just be there with me or whatever, I wouldn't expect you to take 2 weeks off of work to hold my hand and pet my hair.
You also wouldn't like that.
No, don't touch me that much. But, like, and I, again, I have a spouse. I have a partner, like, who I would expect to do those things.
Yeah.
To take time to, I wouldn't expect just, like, anybody to.
Like, I, like, say I had a good, mom was alive, had a good relationship with her.
Right.
I wouldn't expect Mike's stepsister Gab to drop what she's doing to come to me.
Even though you guys are close.
Even though we're close, I would expect, like, maybe a phone call, a FaceTime, conversations, texting, like, are you okay? Do you need anything?
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna, like, tell her to stop what she's doing.
No, and that's...
Because that's what Mike's there for.
Like, if you did a fraction of what that this girl apparently did, like, with the food and the coming over and staying all night, I would be...
Grateful
so
for
thrilled.
That.
Yeah, yeah, I would be so grateful.
I wouldn't
for
have
that.
To worry about cooking for a while. Like, I probably wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's I think she went above and beyond and did what she could.
Yeah.
And just is now leaving for a couple days.
And it's not like she's skipping the funeral for a concert.
Right.
So I don't think she's the asshole. I really don't. Did people agree?
Not the asshole. Her wishing your mom dies and everyone leaves you crosses a line, especially when she's your brother's wife and not yours. She's toxic.
I mean, I don't, like I said, I don't want to, I think it's a wild thing to say. I think she said a few wild things, but I understand that she's grieving and she's hurt and she probably didn't mean those things. So, I don't know. I'm not trying to shit all over this girl for reacting poorly, but I don't think that the poster is the asshole.
No.
I don't think that this girl necessarily is an asshole.
Yeah, a lot of the comments are just like, not the asshole. She's got her husband, which is your brother, and her mother-in-law.
Yeah.
To comfort her, at least.
And I'm sure she has friends. Her grief, does she have friends?
Her grief is not your responsibility.
Exactly. Like, you did a lot. You'll probably continue to do a lot.
Yeah, and she also, someone said, not the asshole. You aren't her significant other. You're not her sibling.
Right. That would be different. That
your,
would be
your
different.
Your parents didn't die. No one even directly related to you died. It's weird for her to assume you wouldn't go onto your very expensive once-in-a-lifetime trip because her not related to your parents. Some, like, died.
Yeah, it's not like, I always thought I'd spend this Saturday at the trampoline park, no problem. This is a big deal. This is a big trip that's got other people involved. Like, it's not the asshole.
They said if your brother didn't drop what he was doing, that's possibly a red flag.
Or
but not
if
you.
It was your sister-in-law, like, you married into that family, your husband or wife's mother died, then I'd be like, okay, well, this is different. That would be a different thing.
Yeah.
But it's not that. Ready for another one?
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for pouring my boyfriend's raw milk down the drain because I found out it's dangerous? So I recently found out that my boyfriend has been buying and drinking raw, unpasteurized milk. He grew up on a farm, and apparently his family always drank it straight from the cow. He's been doing the same thing ever since we moved in together. At first, I didn't ever think much of it. I'm a vegan, so I never drank it myself. But I started doing some research after I saw on the label that it literally says not for human consumption. Apparently, raw milk can carry harmful bacteria, salmonella, E. coli, listeria, blah, blah, blah. I freaked out when I read that, and I don't want him to get sick or expose me to something dangerous. So when I saw a fresh bottle in our fridge yesterday, I panicked and poured the entire bottle down the drain because I thought it was the safest thing to do. When my boyfriend got home, he immediately noticed and was pissed. He said he spent a lot of money on that milk and he's been drinking it for years without a problem. He accused me of not trusting him and said I had no right to throw something away because he enjoys it and because I disagree with it. I tried explaining that I was concerned for his health and ours, but he said I was being a control freak and now he's barely talking to me and I feel like there's a huge distance between us. Am I the asshole for pouring out the milk? I thought I was doing the right thing, but I'm starting to wonder if I overstepped.
I think they're kind of both assholes.
I think she's the asshole.
But he also didn't have to react that way.
Yeah, well, I don't know, though. Like,
should she have went about it differently and said, okay, I see this fresh bottle, let me have a conversation with him about it?
Yeah.
Let's be fucking adults here.
Yeah.
And say, I've read this information. The bottle literally says not for human consumption. I'm worried.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be drinking this.
Yeah.
But I also don't think he should. Yeah, she threw it away. Whatever. Like, I don't think he reacted well either.
I mean, maybe he didn't, but I think it's not like he just bought this out of nowhere and you freaked out. And like, apparently he's been buying this. You just realized that it's not
for human consumption.
Yeah, or it's like a not, and I know what this is. Like, it's not for human consumption. It's not, it is dangerous, whatever. But he's been doing this a long time, and you just didn't know all that stuff. And now that you know, you're just going to throw it out. It has very, like, did you see that video that went around like probably a couple months ago at this point? It was like, don't invite me to your house because I'll pour all your pop out down the drain. And this lady was visiting her friend and they had like cans of Pepsi or whatever. And she was literally dumping her friend's groceries, her friend's pop down the drain.
I would have been real pissed.
Yeah. It has that kind of vibes for me. You don't want to drink that. You don't want to buy that for your, that's fine. But you, to not just say, hey, don't do this to someone, but to go an extra mile and pour their money down the drain and take their choice away from doing it to themselves down the drain is kind of wild to me. Like, that's asshole-ish behavior to me.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's making you drink it.
No. I think the reason why I'm just like, eh, with both.
Yeah.
Is because, like, yeah, she was an asshole for dumping it out, but, like, it was rooted in, like, oh, I just figured this out. Like, I'm concerned. It's rooted in concern and not rooted in, I can't believe he would do this, like, I'm gonna get back at him. You know what I mean?
I understand that, and I get what you're saying. Like, I don't think her intentions were to be an asshole.
No.
But if she would have stopped for, like,
5 seconds.
Yeah.
And thought, maybe I'll just have a conversation first.
Something different than that. But yeah, like, again, because it's not like he just brought this weird thing home that she's never seen before. He's been buying this the whole time they've been together.
Yeah.
He's been drinking this his whole life.
Also, probably doesn't taste good, right?
I don't know. I've never
it. I'm not, like, a milk gal.
Me neither.
Like, I cook with milk, and, like, I'll eat cereal.
Yeah. But I buy non-dairy milk. I have pretty much my entire adult life. But if that's what this dude wants to do, and he's not making you do it, he's not cooking with it something you're both eating.
But he also grew up on a farm, so, like, out of everyone, he would know if he can or cannot drink it.
This is the thing. Some people choose to drink it anyway. You can buy it. Some places, it's not.
Just, like, raw cookie dough.
I mean, it's a little different than that, but
yeah,
yes.
But if you're eating, like, raw eggs, that's still not good for you, but people can.
But it's a similar thing. So some people choose to do that, and I think that's, if you want to do that.
Yeah, you're by your choice, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think of it almost like I'm in a relationship where I'm a vegetarian or pescatarian, whatever, and Justin is not. And if he brought home
a chicken
and I was like, murder, and threw it in the garbage, that would be so fucked up of me, right? Because like, I can't force somebody else to have my views about what I consume and what I don't.
Yeah.
Just like if he saw all my like meatless shit and threw it away. Because he was like, this is stupid.
Why would you eat fake meat when you can eat the real thing?
Yeah, like, that would be fucked up of him, right? So, I don't know. For me, this is, she's the asshole, because don't try to control another person. And if it is out of concern, have a conversation.
Yeah.
Have a conversation.
Just, we're all adults here.
Yeah.
But I do think that both of them.
Yeah, so this one had a little thing on it that said they've been branded as the asshole by the comments. But I'll read a few here. You're the asshole. You panicked and poured it down the drain. What was it going to do to you? You could have left it in the fridge and then told him you had a concern and discussed it like a normal person instead of reacting to a bottle of milk as if it was going to mug you. That's actually hilarious. You're the asshole. You can talk to him about your concerns. You can even decide you don't want to date someone who's willing to risk their health in that way. But you can't just throw out his stuff.
Yeah.
So like
now... The only reason I would see you throwing someone's stuff out is if, say, your boyfriend used to be an alcoholic and he's been sober for 6 months. And then you find alcohol under the bed and you pour it out. That's what I would do.
That's not what I would do.
Oh. Well, we poured out mom's alcohol, so.
No, we did that with dad, too, but it doesn't fucking work. If already, if they've said they're sober and they're clearly not and we have an agreement and that's a deal breaker for me, then I'm just fucking leaving.
That's fair.
Have your vodka. Enjoy, buddy. I'm out. But yeah, most of these are just, you're the asshole. Don't ruin other people's property. You're the asshole. Being a vegan, I never drank it myself, so mind your fucking business. I think that's pretty fair. It's up to him what he puts in his body. It's just like if somebody has, like, alcohol, sugar, caffeine, you don't agree with it.
Yeah.
There are things that Justin wants to eat or things that I want to eat that or drink or whatever that we are like, I could never.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to impose that on him.
Yeah.
I think asshole.
Yeah.
But I can see your point, too. Like, he didn't react great either, but no. I can understand him being upset.
Yeah, I can. Here's the thing about having, like, a mature relationship.
Yeah, but it sometimes we all...
Yeah, I mean, there's one thing to, like, react... obviously, I've react poorly to Mike, and he's react poorly to me. But, like, in something so simple as just throwing something away that shouldn't have been thrown away, like, if Mike yelled at me for that, I would have been really pissed off at him. Like, it should still should be a calm conversation.
But I think that that's different as, like, an accident, right? Like, if I accidentally threw away, like, a piece of mail or something. But if I purposefully destroy something that you purchased, and I do know that buying unpasteurized milk, it's not like buying a jug of milk from the store. It's expensive. You have to pay a lot of money.
I'd rather just drink pasteurized.
Me too, but if that's what he wants to do, and it's his money, and he's like...
It's my money, and I want it now.
Yeah, I can... That's where I'm like, you did a purposeful thing, so...
Yeah.
I'm not saying he did the right thing reacting that way, but I can understand him getting frustrated. Yeah. Anyways, hit me with another one. Okay,
so this is not, am I the asshole, but would I be the asshole?
Ooh.
Okay, so it's titled, Would I Be the Asshole? Tracked with AirTag. So I found an AirTag today in my car. Turns out belongs to my wife. Not a surprise. To preface this, I have given no reason to be tracked. I go to work 6 a.m., get home by 6 p.m. It's my typical routine day after day. I'm hardworking. I'm a hardworking family man.
Oh my gosh, so you're the worst. That's the most toxic man you've ever met.
I'm a hardworking family man, and we have kids that she stays home with and works part-time by choice to get out of the house. This is not the first time or second I found something like this. Maybe a year ago, it was a voice recorder. When confronted, there was no good reason for it, and somehow it turned into I was wrong for making her feel like she needed to do it. I do everything to make her feel secure in our relationship and not interested in any other ladies. I don't like that he wrote that. To that end, due to work, I rarely have time for friends or going out in general. All my extra time is spent with the kids and family together. We do make it a point to spend date nights or a couple times as well that she feels we need, and I agree. She's the type that after confronted will not take accountability and deflect. That's in every argument. I have just accepted that at this point. So I took the battery out of the tag. I will probably have to confront her about it because I doubt she'll fess up. Would I be the asshole if I give an ultimatum and this has to stop? Or do I begin to track her and look into her phone for what she's doing? I feel usually it's the guilty person that does things like this. One other item that may be relevant, I don't have social media at all. Not my thing. And she can't seem to live without posting all day. And it drives me crazy. As someone who was in a relationship with someone who was cheating on me, the amount of times that I was told that I was cheating when I was not was astronomical. Yeah. To the point where the parents came out to the car and apologized for him and said, we know you're not doing anything.
Okay. I don't love the options that he's giving.
Yeah, he should have better options. But
yeah, like, would I be the asshole for either giving an ultimatum or tracking her instead?
Well, the problem is, based on what he has been saying, he's already confronted her multiple times, and she deflects and won't have the conversation with him.
Yeah.
So at this point, the conversations are not happening that he's trying to have when he's trying to be an adult about it.
And if that's true, I get it. I don't know. There's something about the way that he, like, his phrasing here throughout, and, like, the way he's talking, that makes me feel like he is a little bit of a problem. Like, the way he talks about her and the way he's like,
I'm doing all of this great stuff because I'm a great father and a husband.
And yeah, and I don't have
these things. I'm a hardworking man, and I don't look at the other ladies.
And I don't, her concerns are outlandish, and all she wants to do all day is be on social media and blah, blah, blah.
I mean, that can be a problem.
It can be, but we don't know that it is. Like, I don't know. There's part of what he's saying that makes it seem like,
not the asshole.
He's Jesus Christ and she's the devil. Like, it feels like he's vilifying her a lot over little things, just like the sprinkling in there, that makes me question, like, what have these conversations really been like?
Yeah.
Where he's tried to talk about this or what she's tried
to talk
about.
Well, this is surface level. Based on this
alone, I feel like it's okay to want to confront her and talk to her about this. He says ultimatum. I don't know if it should be like, you have to stop doing this or we'll have to get a divorce or whatever. But maybe, like, we really need to deal with this.
Like,
maybe
if we go you to don't therapy. Stop, we'll go to counseling.
Yeah, we need to really get to the root of why this keeps coming up. So I could see that kind of ultimatum. Like, let's actually deal with this, not giving her an out to just be like, whatever. I mean, if he wants to look into it, her social media or stuff. Like, I'm okay with that. I think that's fine. But I don't think I would track her just for the hell of it.
I'd track her.
This is also the thing. I understand people will say that this is toxic and terrible.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It is. But I also can understand, as someone who has been cheated on...
Maybe not knowing is better.
Well, not that. But, like, Justin gives me no reason to think that he's cheating on me ever. Yeah. But occasionally, I'll be like, what are you doing? Let me see that. What are you doing? You know, like, I just need to... I don't know. It's like doing a gut check sometimes.
Yeah, but you're not going to put an air tag in his car.
No, that seems extreme. That seems absolutely extreme. So I understand why he's upset. But I don't think it's fair to be like, there has to be a reason why she feels this way. Mm-hmm. So why don't we get to the root of that? And maybe it is a past relationship where she's been.
Or maybe she's cheating.
Maybe she's cheating. Maybe it's a past relationship. Maybe he has cheated in the past. We don't know these things. But I think it's fair for him to want to get into the depths of that. And she is the asshole for tracking him with no reason. If there really is no reason. I will always doubt that they're telling the truth. But maybe I'm the toxic problem. I don't know. I don't think he'd be the asshole for confronting her. I think he'd be the asshole for doing really petty shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's hard to phrase. But what did people say?
Someone's like, my advice, get a good divorce lawyer and a good PI. Yeah, most likely she's cheating. Sounds like she's doing an awful lot of projection about this.
And she totally could be. But it also could be something that's... something with her self-esteem, something from her past that makes her jump to the worst case scenario. Like, I don't love this immediately vilifying her for having these insecurities and these concerns, but I'd love to know why. And maybe it is that she's projecting and cheating, but it could be something else. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, the majority is saying her reason for tracking you has less to do with what you're doing and what she is doing.
And that's probably true.
Someone's just like, counseling or divorce.
Yeah.
I think, regardless, obviously we don't know the ins and outs of their relationship.
Yeah.
Based on this, like, he's not necessarily the asshole, but their relationship is clearly toxic.
There's something
going on that we are missing and is not being explained.
Yeah, there's a push and pull in the way that he's talking about this that just makes me feel like there are some issues that go beyond her just doing this for no reason.
Yeah. Like, unless she literally is just doing it for no reason.
Which maybe she is, but that's not usually the case with most people. So, like, I would say it's fine to give her an ultimatum, but the part of the ultimatum should be,
like, counseling or, like, something.
We really need to deal with this. Mm-hmm. And if she can't or if he can't, then, yeah, get divorced. Whatever. All right, you ready for another one from me?
Yep.
All right, hang on. Am I the asshole for leaving my sister's wedding early after she called my career a hobby? So I, 26 female, just got back from my sister's, 28, wedding last week. I'm still pretty upset about what happened, and I'm hoping y'all can give me some perspective right now. Some background. My sister, Anna, and I have always had a complicated relationship. She's type A, always on top of everything, super successful, while I'm more laid back and creative.
Sounds like me and my sister.
Well, so maybe you'll have some good insight to this. I don't know. I'm an artist, and I recently started my own small business selling paintings and doing commissions. It's been slow, but it's starting to pick up, and I'm really proud of it. But my family, especially Anna, has always been a bit dismissive of my career choice. They don't get why I don't just go a traditional route like she did. Anyway, fast forward to the wedding. Ceremony was beautiful, and I was so happy for her, and I even helped out a lot with the planning, even though I wasn't the maid of honor or anything like that. I was doing my best to be there for her because, despite everything, she's my sister and I love her. At the reception, I got a moment alone with Anna to congratulate her, and I told her how amazing everything was and how happy I was for her and all that stuff. And she just smiles and said, "Thanks, I'm surprised you actually made it. I figured you'd be too busy with your little hobby business." I was stunned. Like, did she really call my career a hobby? I just kind of laughed it off and said, "It's not a hobby, it's my job." And she shrugged and said, "Well, it's not a real job, but I'm glad you're having fun with it." I didn't know what to say, so I just walked away. I tried to enjoy the rest of the night, but honestly, I couldn't shake off what she said. It felt like she was belittling everything that I've worked so hard for. So after dinner, I decided to just leave. I didn't say goodbye to anyone, I just grabbed my stuff and left. Now my mom is furious with me for ruining the night by leaving early. Anna hasn't spoken to me since. My dad is trying to stay neutral, but he did say I might have overreacted. I don't know, maybe I did, but it really hurt hearing her say that, especially on her wedding day, when I was just trying to support her. Am I the asshole for leaving the wedding early?
Well, first of all, As someone who had a wedding,
yeah.
I would not have realized if a single person left.
I don't think you realized when I left.
I did not realize when you left. I would not realize.
We left so early. And it's not because you offended me. It's because I dislike weddings.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We were tired and we just want to go home.
But like if your family is like dismissive of like something that you love,
mm-hmm.
that's just fucked up. And I think they're the assholes.
I do too. Here's what I don't like. Artists
are like, that is a career.
Thank you.
And you can make a lot of money. Like, I can understand in the beginning it seeming a little bit more like a hobby because, like, you're kind of trying to put your name out there. Yeah. Like, you're trying to, like, make it happen. That takes time. Like, being an artist isn't like, all of a sudden I'm going to be in a museum. You know? Like, it's way more than that. I can understand how it seems like, oh, I have an Etsy shop. That seems like a hobby. Because people do that as a hobby.
Yeah.
But it can also be your career. And that is fine.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like, I don't know what their past is. I don't know if she's, like, mooched off of everyone because she doesn't want to get it. I don't know that.
Yeah.
But based on what I do know, it sounds like the sister just said some shit to say some shit.
Yeah, because, like, that had nothing to do with her wedding. It had nothing to do, like, the little sister is coming to say, oh my god, your wedding's so beautiful. Like, I hope you have a great time. Well, I'm glad that you came after, you know, not having a job. Fuck you.
I thought you'd be so busy making bracelets.
Yeah, like, the fuck? It was so out of left field for no reason. It was purposeful. Yeah. So, yeah, fucking leave.
That's what I think, too. It's like, I could understand if it was, like, a real conversation that just got out of hand, mm-hmm. but it seems like this bitch just said some stuff, and to make you feel bad just for the heck of it, like,
yeah.
So I would be upset, too. I'd be like, what the fuck is this?
And if she left after dinner, that's, like, half of the time. All that's left is, like, dancing and stuff.
I also feel like if she stayed for the ceremony, the wedding ceremony.
Well, because that had already happened at that
point. Yeah. They're at the reception. I think the reception.
And she stayed for dinner.
Unless you're in the wedding party.
Which she is.
Yeah. No, she said she wasn't.
She wasn't the maid of honor.
Okay, but still. I was a bridesmaid at a wedding not too long ago, and after the reception, and there was nothing else planned.
Right.
And it was just dinner and dancing and whatever, and stay as long as you want. After the cake was cut, the basic stuff.
Out.
Again, I left very early. I told my friend, the mm-hmm. bride, that I was leaving.
It might have been a little bit of an asshole move to not say goodbye.
Yeah.
Especially if you are in the wedding. Like, I'm assuming she was in the wedding.
Yeah.
Like, just because she wasn't the maid of honor doesn't mean she wasn't in it.
Yeah.
It is her sister. But I feel like, at minimum, she could have at least told her parents she left.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's maybe what
that's,
I would have done.
That's a little bit of an asshole for not saying goodbye to anyone and just peacing out.
Yeah.
But for leaving, you are not the asshole.
Yeah.
Because your sister came out of left field for no reason other than to hurt you.
Yeah. I think it's fine to have been upset. I think it's fine to have wanted to leave, I mean. But I do think you could have diffused it and not made it seem like a big deal if mm-hmm. you would have just said, like,
oh, I shit my pants, I gotta go.
Or anything else. But yeah, oh, I gotta go home. Oh, I don't feel so well. I think I'm gonna leave. And you could have not said that to your sister. You could have said that to your mom or your dad or whoever.
Because $10, your sister did not realize.
No. That too. You didn't even know. Most people don't even, and especially assuming it was like a big wedding, and she's talking about how beautiful it was and all these things, I'm assuming maybe it was a bigger wedding. I don't think most people
would
notice.
We didn't even have that big of a wedding, and I did not know when people left.
Because you're so busy, so it's like, I could understand.
Because while, like, it's all, like, we're the hosts, essentially.
Yeah.
So, like, we have to make rounds, we have to, like, talk to people, but we're still also trying to have a good time, and
drinking. It's a lot. So I don't think she's the asshole for leaving.
No.
I don't think she overreacted. She could have handled it slightly differently, but I still don't think she's the asshole. I think you're right that the family's the asshole.
The family's asshole.
Yeah. So let's see. Someone said, I always laugh when one angry person claims that the actions of another person leaving an event ruins the whole night.
Because it couldn't. It could not possibly.
Are they saying that day would have only been perfect as long as you were in attendance and nobody else mattered? That's ridiculous. You should not even entertain the notion. You showed up, you made your congratulations, and you left. Tell your family they're the ones making it a big deal. All you did was slip out quietly. You didn't stage a scene or storm out. They're the assholes.
Yeah, I feel like if she would have stayed and, like, would have been upset, it would have caused problems, too. Well, I feel like this is a lose-lose.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have been having a good time, and then her sister would be like, why aren't you having a good time?
Yeah, because then
you're ruining my night.
It would have drawn attention,
yes.
You know, because if you feel like you can't I've been in that situation where you feel like you can't pretend,
mm-hmm.
and people will be like, why are you moping around? Why are you being so weird about this? And then they force something out of you, and then they force a scene.
Yeah.
And if you really don't think that you can put on a brave face for it, that's fine. The best option is to leave. I really agree with that. I mean, you, unless you are borrowing money and in debt with all your friends and families, as we said in the 90s, what's her damage? I love that. Yeah, most people are saying not the asshole not for the same reason. Like, why does she even bring it up? She's being passive aggressive, and there's no way you could have ruined everything. We're right on top with everybody.
In my search of am I the assholes,
yeah.
In a thread, I found a slash relationships. I don't know how Reddit works.
Whatever. I think it's the subreddit.
So yeah, so the subreddit the of relationships was within this. Okay. And I clicked on it because of the title.
All right, I'm ready.
Why do I want to fuck everyone but my girlfriend?
Asshole.
That's not the question here.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I, 25, female.
Oh, wait.
I'm in a long-term committed relationship with the love of my life, 31, female. Okay. We are both bisexual, and this is both our first relationships with women. We have been together for 3 years now and are discussing marriage. I am an insanely sexual person.
Okay, what a weird adverb to use.
It's 90% of what I think about. That's 90% too much.
Yeah, aren't you tired? I always thought I was a very sexual person, but I even come close to 90%.
I'm like 15. I mean, well, now that I read my books,
yeah.
Maybe 20.
Ooh. This person's 25 years old?
25.
Yeah, no. Anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so it's 90% of what I think about. For some reason, when I get to this point in a relationship, I just no longer care about sex. I still think about it, just not with my partner. I spend all day at work fantasizing about my boss taking me in his office and having his way with me. I am still very attracted to my girlfriend. I just don't have the motivation to fuck her anymore. I don't know. I know if the fantasy with my boss ever played out, I would immediately regret it. And I don't think I would ever want more than a fling with him. It's like I want to be fucked
This is...
I wanna
Are you sure you're not just reading me one of your books?
I want to be fucking everyone, but still want to come home to my girlfriend at the end of the day. I guess I just wish she was more open to a threesome, or maybe an open relationship. This may just be all in my head. If she gave me the green light to fuck whoever I want, I probably would never even make a move. I just feel insanely guilty for thinking about it all the time. And yes, I have talked to her about this. She misses me wanting to fuck her every minute of every day, and wishes I would make the first move more often. We have great sex when we do finally make the move, but it's getting less and less frequent. Has anyone been through this and have any thoughts? I want to marry my girlfriend and I want to have babies and grow old together, but I also want to be as sexual as I want to be. I know I can't have my cake and eat it too, but a girl can dream.
This is odd for me.
Someone commented, don't get married. That's all I got.
Yeah, not right now. Figure this out, you know? Okay.
This isn't am I the asshole, but yeah, you are.
I guess. I think this person clearly has a very active, like, imagination and, like, fantasy-driven when it comes to sex and desire. And that's not bad. But I don't know. I think you need to figure that shit out. Like, do you really want to go and have sex with a bunch of people? Or do you just want to think about it all the time? Is it getting in the way of your life? Like, what's going on?
Why don't you want to have sex with your girlfriend? Is it because you're getting complacent and, like, you now see them as, like, not like a partner, but, like, the fun of it, like, is gone?
So here,
like,
yeah.
The fun of date, like, the first, like, few months that you're together.
Yeah, that, like, passionate, like, yeah. Getting to... So here's the thing. They said, is this normal? In a way, yes. Like, in a long-term relationship, I think you're going to have ebbs and flows. You're going to have dry spells. You're going to have times where you can't keep your hands off each other. And a lot of that is dependent on just what you're going through individually, what you're going through as partners. I mean, if you have kids, if you have, like, there have been times where we've been, like, I mean, like, roommates, you know?
Yeah, you're just living together.
Yeah, it's like that passion, that spark, it dies away sometimes. But then you notice it, you try to get it back, you work on it, and if you can't, then yes, you have a problem. But if it's just that you're going through a phase right now, I don't think that has to mean that it's... I don't know, because her keep going back and forth and saying that she doesn't think she'd act on it, but she has these fantasies, but she doesn't know.
And if her girlfriend gave her the okay, she probably wouldn't do anything anyways.
Yeah, so then what do you actually want to do? Like, it, I just think you're going through a weird phase, and you're kind of in that, like you said, that complacent, dry spell, whatever. And maybe you guys need to work on that a little bit, or maybe you need to figure out if there is something going on that you want very differently that you're not getting from her. But, like, I know when we've gone through, and not been out of, like, I don't find him attractive, I don't love him, it's just things change, you feel a certain way, you're not as, you don't have as high of a sex drive, or you have one that's mismatched at the moment. You figure out what's going on, and you work on it.
I think she should go to therapy.
I do, too. I think you need to figure some shit out.
Yeah.
I'm not calling you an asshole, but I think if you don't figure something out and you keep this back and forth thing going and you keep making her feel bad, then you could definitely become the asshole here.
Yeah. So people are saying that therapy, especially since you have acknowledged that this is a pattern.
Yeah.
And someone also said, I'm not an expert by any means, but it sounds like some type of self-sabotage.
That too.
On the surface, you want to marry your girlfriend, but your subconscious has issues with that and puts other thoughts in your head instead.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's like, is this just like a weird fantasy thing that you're doing? Because that doesn't have to be the worst thing in the world, but you need to figure out why it's so, I don't want to say debilitating, but it's certainly having an impact.
Yeah.
And do you actually want to be married and have that sort of monogamous life, or do you not? Because if you don't, that's not a bad thing.
No.
But don't try to rope somebody in who does want that to something they don't want either.
Yeah, because they're also old. Not significantly older.
She's in her 30s. Your girlfriend is in her 30s.
31. So she's probably ready to settle down. She probably wants that next step of her life because she's older.
Yeah.
And at, you know, once you hit 30, you're in a geriatric freaking pregnancy. Yeah. So.
But yeah, I think that's
like you have more time to like play around. Like, by you, I mean the 25-year-old.
Yeah. Not me.
No. You have more time to like. Not fool around, but, like, you're younger.
Figure this out.
You have time to figure this out, but don't drag your girlfriend along because she's at a different stage of life, probably.
Yeah.
But if she's not, maybe that's a problem.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing for you to be having a sort of identity crisis and not know what you want here. But if you need to figure that out without her, you need to figure that out alone.
Yeah.
And if you can't do that within the confines of your relationship and your monogamy, then no. You need to not be in that relationship right now.
Yeah.
And let her go and do whatever she's going to do. And if you figure it out in a couple years and you guys are both still single and you want to make it work again, you will.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you won't. It's just that simple.
If you love something enough, you got to let it go. If it comes back, it was meant to be.
Fly away, little bird.
Yeah. I mean, Mike and I let each other go for a while and then we came back. Yeah. And now we're married.
So did we. So like, but that was a good one.
Yeah.
Good one to end on.
It was something.
It was really something.
I just saw the title. I'm like, I have to do this.
Yeah, really. What the heck? Well, I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode, bringing back a favorite for Am I the Asshole? And let us know what you thought. Did you agree with us? Did you not? If you want us to do this again and do more Am I the Asshole, we can definitely do that.
Or relationships?
Yeah. Tell us your favorite subreddit.
And maybe we'll talk about it.
Dive in.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next time on 30, Dirty, and Dying.
Bye.
It's twilight if you're 30.